Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. You know, I can get used to this 9 o'clock showtime. 7 o'clock is great, but 9 o'clock seems to be even better. Well, good morning to you. This is Coach LaLisa, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio this morning, Friday. But not just any Friday. Today we are celebrating a very, very special day. It's a day that many of you know it as Good Friday. But, you know, every day is Good Monday, Good Tuesday, Good Wednesday. Well, really, I should say Great Monday, Great Tuesday, Great Wednesday. As I like to say, why stop at good when you can move on to great? And so, Great Friday to you. But it is celebrated throughout many places as Good Friday. I know a lot of you are getting ready to make your way to what some know as traditionally the Good Friday service that is happening in churches around the world and other places. And so we wish you Godspeed as you get ready and as you make it to the church house or other houses of worship or other places where you will be having and holding this service. And as we move closer and closer into Sunday and Resurrection Sunday, a lot of people are very sentimental during this time period. Easter has a lot of mixed emotions for people. People are going to be very, very mixed during this time. It's a very happy time for some, and for some it's a great time of grief. Many people have lost their loved ones in or around holidays, and it just makes the holiday for some that much more emotional, not necessarily sad. You know, sad is not the only emotion out there. There are others. You can be happy, enthusiastic, And so, but it is very, a very emotional day. Some people have very, you know, their emotions might bring about a lot of tears. Well, I know we all have, you know, our emotional moments, our times when we are saddened by things, and, you know, we have to recognize that. We understand it, so I definitely want to acknowledge that. But our show today, all month long, just so that you'll know, all month, in addition to some other shows and programs that we will be doing here on the Coach LaLisa Show, but all month long for April, we do have an underlying main topic, which is dealing with sexual abuse. Sexual abuse happens. It is real. It is real. I know it's real because it happened to me. I'm not one of those persons in denial as it relates to sexual abuse, meaning childhood sexual abuse. I also could talk a lot about sexual assault as it relates to being an adult. I have been raped. I've been sexually assaulted by persons that I did not know, and by I have been raped by persons that I did know. I have been a victim of date rape as well. And that's where you go out on a date with someone and you are unsuspecting that when you tell this person, if you needed to tell the person no, that they would not stop. And so I could talk about any of those areas for the month of April. So you stay tuned, and I will be highlighting some of those other areas, bringing them to awareness, but not only just to say, let's talk about it for the sake of talking about it. This show really is for a victim. So if you are a victim and or survivor who's looking for support, so let's just say you are a victim. Like right now, you are in the throes of sexual abuse. You're living wherever you're living, at home with your parents or with some other person who is caring for you, your guardian. You could be any age. More than likely, if you're tuned into the show, and if you're under the age of probably 16, then or 14 or so, you're probably listening with a parent, I would suspect. But I don't know. Young people can get around a lot of technology today. They have their own cell phones, they have their own computers, they have their own laptops, iPods, and what have you. And they're able to get, and if they don't have them, their friends have them, or their neighbors. So children are able to get a hold of a lot of things. But if you are under the age of, you know, 18 or 16 or so, you know, you probably want to listen to a show like this with an adult, someone that you trust. You know, that's an interesting word that I just threw out there, trust, because trust is very, very involved in sexual, and especially in child abuse, but any type of abuse, even if you are like in a date rape situation, you trusted the person you were with. But even with child abuse, you trusted the person, or you didn't even understand what the word trust meant if you're very young. And so we, again, the show is really, I'm reaching out to victims who are in the throes of being abused, and you need to know how to get out. You need to know how to help yourself. Sometimes when you're in an abuse situation, especially whether it's child abuse, physical or domestic violence type abuse, you have to learn how to help yourself. You know, there are many children who are sexually abused, and they have no one to talk to, or they don't want to tell anyone about it. So my topic today is about how to break the silence and why. Why you need to break the silence. And sometimes, I know that sounds, it could sound very trite to a person who has never been sexually abused, or if you just tuned into the show because you want to learn more about sexual abuse, or you're my friend or family and you're just tuning in to support and you may not know some of these things. The show also could be for a person who has children and you want to know, well, I don't want this to happen to my child. You know, I know you, Coach LaLisa, and you look pretty normal. So I want to know kind of how things got started so I can know what to look out for my child. So in that instance, it's like a preventive. This is like a preventive show. It's to help you know what the signs look like. It sat in my heart, you know, a while back when I was around some young people under the age of 17, and they were sharing with me how they had been sexually abused. I've also run into adults in their 30s and 40s who told me that they were sexually abused as a child, and that it is still plaguing them today. Like they're still shaken by it 20 years later. And one of the reasons I'm speaking out about it is because I was sexually abused for 13 years from age 5 till I was 18 when I said no, when I finally said, I will no longer let this blood relative abuse me sexually. For a long time, I was in the trap that it was what I deserved, that I had somehow, I thought that somehow I had did something wrong and God was punishing me. And I thought, this is what I thought in my little mind, that this sexual abuse, horrible as it was devastating in every sense of the word. And I thought it was my lot in life, that I had done something wrong. I had stole money as a kid from my mother, my father, my grandmother. I hated somebody, you know, people for laughing at me and talking about me. I was a disobedient child who didn't do my schoolwork. And so I thought that God was punishing me with this abuser. And even though it was, you know, it was mind-boggling, mind-blowing to have to do the things that I had to do with this person, I thought I was being punished. So I accepted it. As a kid, when I went to bed, I got punished. I had to accept that. When I got poor grades in school, I got beat. I had to accept that. Kids at school picked on me. I got beat up at school. I had to accept that. So sexual abuse for me was just one more thing to accept. Child abuse was just one more thing. So I learned to accept it all those years, and I just, you know, tried to do things in spite of it. I didn't do very well in school in spite of it. I ended up dropping out of school. I didn't do very well as it related to relationships and social settings. I didn't do very well. I would, you know, have sex with boys just for, you know, whatever reason, no reason at all. There was no goal, no purpose there. It was just to do it. And that landed me with some, well, back then they called them venereal diseases. Today they call them STDs. So I'll be talking about that on another show. So, you know, it was no good thing that came from the sexual abuse, nothing. But God had a plan for my life in it all. So even though I didn't know how it was all going to work out, and so that's why I'm here today to talk about it. Breaking the silence. I want to give power to other young people, girls and or boys, men and or women, who feel that, you know, you feel ashamed, you feel it was your fault, you feel worthless, you feel that somehow your life is scarred and marred because of this. You know, all of the stigma that is associated with sexual abuse, the shame, the guilt, the pain, the unforgiveness, which we dealt with last show. So you can go back and listen to the archive. I'm opening up about this. I'm talking about myself because why? Because I am on the other side of abuse. I was abused, yes. I lived through all that, but I overcame all of it so that abuse no longer plagues me. And so I'm able to share my story as I'm doing right here. So I want others, so for if you are a victim of child abuse, I want you to know that it doesn't have to continue. It can stop, but you have to talk up. The only way it will stop is that you have to speak up. Now, I know some people will say, that's not true, because I told my mother, and she didn't do anything. We all saw the movie Precious, or if you didn't see it, maybe you should go watch it. Most people who saw, anybody who saw the movie would say, that's not always true. Look at what happened there. And maybe you know some people that told. So here's what I'll say to that. If you told your mommy and it didn't stop, then don't you stop. If you told your grandmommy and it didn't stop, don't you stop. If you told your daddy and it didn't stop, you know, in other words, you keep telling people till someone takes the power and the authority and the responsibility to make it stop for you. Okay? You tell your parents, if they can't make it stop, then you go to your teacher, so your teachers can't make it stop. Now you contact the authorities, and they will make it stop. Believe me, you. It is against the law these days to do that. So today you can go to the authorities. Now, yes, does that mean you will be pulled out of your maybe your nice, wonderful, comfortable home? Yes. Does that mean possibly if you go to the authorities, does that mean now that you'll possibly be segregated or separated from your wonderful, loving siblings? Yes. But you have to weigh the two consequences. Do I want to stay in this abuse situation that could have forever lasting, devastating consequences? Or do I want to get out, which will have some immediate consequences that are negative, the loss of family members, missing my loved ones, but at least put you in an environment where you can hopefully build yourself up and let God heal you the proper way so that you can have a wonderful, fulfilling life. Or you may be able to stay in the situation and heal yourself as long as you can keep that person from touching you. Even if you told your parents, and even if your parents didn't do anything like kick the person out or divorce that person, if it is a father or husband, or even if it's the mother's boyfriend or the husband's wife, because I know boys also get abused. We know that as well. Or whomever is the abuser. Even if the person doesn't do anything to the abuser, if it stops it from happening, then you still have victory. When the abuse stops, now we can begin to build your victory climb, your climb to victory, so to speak. And that's what I want to help people do. Let's climb to victory. That's why my slogan for the sexual child abuse is thriving beyond abuse. We want to help you climb to victory over it so that you feel whole. We want you to feel whole, complete. We want you to feel like a healthy individual again. Let's make you healthy. Let's make you whole. Let's get your dreams back. Okay? We want to get your dreams back. We want to help you be established in what God has called you and created you to do and to be. So again, I celebrate you for tuning into the show. I know that this is not a popular show for people because people don't want to have to deal with it. People want to, you know, just have their nice, sweet life and nice, calm, individual life. They don't want to have to look at, you know, abuse this way. But we thank God, okay? We thank God for everything that He is doing. We thank God for everything that God can be to you. We thank God that He is going to help you. So if you are a victim of abuse and if you are a survivor, if you're a survivor, we want you to join with us because we are going to be going out, talking to women on the street. We're going to be out, walking the pavement, talking to people who are in serious trouble or those who have been in trouble, those who need to be encouraged, those who need to know that they can strive for His deliverance. Okay, it's not my deliverance, but you can strive for your deliverance. So we're excited. We're very, very, very excited about how this is going to help someone. We really want to help people overcome what they're going through, what they've been through. Okay? So we just want to help you today. We want you to speak up. We want you to tell someone, right? Talk to someone about it. Let people know that this is happening to you. Tell someone that you feel that you trust, someone that you know has your best interest at heart, someone who wants to help you, who cares about you. It could be a grandparent. It could be an aunt or an uncle. It could be a neighbor that you trust, that you know has your best interest at heart, someone who is not trying to hurt you. If someone is abusing you, there's no excuse that they could give to make it right. There's no reason. It is illegal and it is immoral. There's no way that someone should be able to, well, they may try to, and they may have convinced you that it was right, but it is not right. It is wrong. It is harmful. The effects of sexual abuse are long-term and very devastating. And some of the effects can and do lay dormant. So you may not experience some of the effects of abuse for years, years and years later. So you have to be aware. You don't let it catch you off guard, as it does so many people, because they were not aware. And that's why we're here, to make this aware for you. Okay? Speak up about it. Don't add to it. Just tell the simple truth. If someone has touched you inappropriately, don't exaggerate it for attention. Some people, to get attention, they say things, and sometimes people don't believe us when we say it because they think we just want attention. But keep it nice and clear. Just talk about what happened. Don't make up any stories. Just tell what happened. If someone touches you inappropriately, okay, it happens in every kind of family. You don't have to feel ashamed. It has no boundaries. It's not just something that happens in foreign countries. It happens right here in the United States. It happens in every kind of family, in every level of income, every level of education, every level of religion. It's not that, well, this doesn't happen in the Christian home. I beg to differ. My home was a Christian home. It happens anywhere and everywhere. You have to break the silence. You have to speak up. And you could be saving your other siblings. If they're younger siblings, if this person is not, you know, put in jail, or if this person does not repent and turn from their wicked ways, it could happen to others. And if you don't speak up, your inaction could be causing a reaction somewhere else for someone. So you don't want that, all right? So you have to speak up. For those of you who tune into this broadcast and you are wondering, what is it? How would I know if my child is being molested or sexually abused? There are some indicators. I'm going to give you a few. These are not all of them, but a few. There are some physical behaviors, and then there are some behavioral behaviors that you may watch out for, and even some emotional behaviors. Physical things might be that the child has a sexually transmitted disease, and they're a young child. They don't even have a boyfriend yet. And how do they end up with a sexually transmitted disease? There could be complaints of pain and itching in their genital area. Again, these are just some of the indicators, but you would have to get it checked out. Take them to a doctor. There might be torn or bloody stains on their underclothing. You have to check these things. And there could be pregnancy. So I know for some, this happens for some young people. They are impregnated by their fathers, their uncles, their cousins, their brothers. Men cannot get impregnated, so we know that that's not going to happen. But a man could certainly impregnate his sister, his mother, or his aunt if someone is forcing him to have sex with them, because sexual abuse does happen to boys as well. In their genital area or in their anal area, there could be other and also infections. So, and around their anal area. So you have to be proactive. And that's why we're bringing this up, because nobody wants to talk about it or think about it. But if you don't do anything about it, if nothing is done, it only gets worse. It doesn't just go away on its own. Okay? It's not like, you know, a little headache that might just go away on its own. Okay? You have to do something about it. Speak up. Be proactive. And just know that you didn't do anything wrong. If you were the victim, you didn't do anything wrong. If you're the parent, okay, you definitely want to, if you're the parent, you want to be aware of these things so that you can help your child, so that you can help your child and make sure that your child is not being abused and you don't know about it. Okay, you want to know about it. You want to know what's happening. Okay, so that's what we wanted to share with you today. That's about all we have time for. And now what we're going to do is, don't forget, we will be back on Monday for another segment and topic of the Coach Lalisa Show. Please connect with us on Facebook. Also, connect with us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, Coach Lalisa, twitter.com/CoachLalisa. Follow us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and also we have a page on Facebook, facebook.com/PSUI Training Institute. We have trainings and support groups happening at 1139 East Jersey Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Suite 426. So we hope to see you at one of those. Until next time, remember, be empowered to live the life that God has created for you. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.